Hey, Joe. Go get me some buttermilk. Hey, little Joe, go get me some buttermilk.
Yeehaw!
Good morning. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, and we've almost got every button working now here this morning. We are celebrating, or will be celebrating soon, our 30th anniversary of being on air, Saturday morning tradition for you, the Arizona homeowners. And so the studio is set up with a lot of extra equipment today because we're kind of recording a fun little documentary on the 30 years. We're going to review some of the more hilarious moments of the broadcast, and you're going to got somebody coming to film document that. That'll be fun. Be a lot of fun.
It will.
So, all right, so we're with Dr. Tricia Loescher, Chief Curator at Scottsdale Museum of the West. We've about the building. We've about walking into the Charo's lobby, with the reception area that greets you. But I want to talk just 1 minute, Dr. Trish, about the collection y'all had when you opened just a couple years ago.
It was a fantastic opening. We had one of the main collections we had, exhibitions at that time, was a show on Lewis and Clark. And it was the paintings by Charlie Fritz, an artist from Montana, who actually took the journals of Lewis and Clark, and he traveled for 10 years. This is during the 1990s. And he went on the exact trip that Lewis and Clark took, and with the journals on the very day of looking at the sites that they were at. And he set up his easel and he painted these scenes. And so this exhibition chronicled the trip with 100 paintings and at the exact locations, the same time of year. So Charlie was experiencing the same weather elements and that whole seasonal change. And he did this for 10 years. He did the trip twice, I believe, at least. And he also, made sure that everything was very authentic in terms of the uniforms that they wore, the types of boats or canoes that they had with them, And so really this collection was formed with Charlie Fritz and Tim Peterson, our collector and one of our trustees at the museum. And with this collaboration, they really set out to document the exploration of Lewis and Clark, which did not at that time in the early 1800s have an artist on that exploration. So
I don't imagine an artist was on the checklist with a pack and supplies.
Nope, not that time. So what they did was really, remarkable, 100 plus years later and looking back and actually making a journal of this, a visual journal.
That's a labor of love.
It is.
Is that a traveling exhibit now? It's somewhere else in the United States?
It will be traveling. Okay. It will be traveling. And we right now, we've just recently... we have a new exhibition that we've opened, which is the Renard Strickland poster collection.
Which is where we're going to go. We've left the Charo's Lounge. We've come around the entry to the theater. We're passing the elevators. And before we get into the poster display, talk about the immigration map you have up on the wall.
Yes, we have a wonderful migration map that shows various kinds of migrations into the American West, beginning, of course, with Lewis and Clark. And there are 10 different migrations, the Santa Fe Trail, different westward expansion movements beginning with Lewis and Clark all the way up to about 1966 with President Eisenhower's intercontinental, road system that he developed. So it's a really wonderful way to look at all of the aspects of how people have come into and out of the American West. One of the things, again, that we really strive to do at the museum is talk about transformation and diversity, and that goes even into our exhibition design and development, like with this migrations mural. It's a projection on the wall onto a map of the United States and Mexico and parts of Hawaii. So you can see, you know, and it has little fun facts and kind of interactive ideas and suggestions about these various explorations for, you know, children to partake of and read about. So it allows us the flexibility to change these different migrations because, as Rosie and I have talked about, you know, there were people coming up from Mexico and you know, and still today, all of the different migrations that are taking place. So we will continue to update and change this as we look to our museum to be able to transform and readily adapt different spaces, whether it's through our movable walls that are on wheels, so we can reconfigure our exhibitions, depending on the space we need and the type of art that we have, as well as our 20-foot high ceilings, which allows us the flexibility to display these, like, for example, Renard Strickland's wonderful Western film
and that's
poster
where,
collection.
And that's where we are. We've passed the immigration, the migration route map, and we've entered what is now a movie poster collection. Jennifer, you will have to take your dad.
Is there lots of John Wayne in there?
You will have to take, but you're going to take him by yourself, and you better bring a sack lunch, because it will take your dad a day and a half just to get through, because he knows every Western movie that was ever on, name the actors and the actresses, and wants to tell you the plot. So it'll take him at least a day and a half to get through the movie poster exhibit that they've got right now.
Sounds like a date day with Dad.
Yeah, it's a date day with Dad. But this is a collection of all one man.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Renard Strickland, Dr. Renard Strickland from Oklahoma. And Renard is, you know, really remarkable in many fields. He is an attorney. He's taught law at the University of Oklahoma and other universities for many years. And he's had major collections of American Indian art. And this poster collection, which he started forming more than 40 years ago. And again, this is a collection that we really wanted to bring to the museum. And people, visionaries such as Jim Bruner and Mike Fox, you know, involved with the museum, before we even opened, knew of this collection and had hoped that it would someday be part of our museum. And it recently was gifted to us. It's a joint ownership between us and Arizona State University's Foundation for New American University. So in that collaborative sense, too, it just opens the door to scholars and faculty members, students at the universities and beyond. You know, this collection numbers more than 5,500 Western movie posters and lobby cards. And Renard will also be gifting us his library of Western film books as well. And his perspective on these posters and why he began collecting was due to being asked many years ago by PBS to begin producing a documentary about westward expansion and the American experience. So he started looking at the visual formats of stories, what had happened, legends, myths, realities of the American West, stereotypes, and he realized some of the only surviving documents are these Western movie posters of these movies that were produced based upon these stories and myths of the West. So it's really a remarkable collection.
A very fun, great documentary would be that narrator from Turner Classic Movies, you know, and as the movie goes to commercial breaks and stuff, he comes back and gives you a little more backstory of the movie. I mean, him narrating in front of all these posters and giving you just some of the climactic points of each movie, that would make a great, great documentary.
It would be fabulous.
I wonder, do we know anybody at Turner Broadcasting? Turner Broadcasting?
You know somebody everywhere. I'm sure you'll figure it out.
We may have. And listeners, I'm going to throw it out there to you. Do you know that narrator? Do you know anyone at Turner Networks? That would make a great show.
It would be fantastic. And so many of these films are seen on Turner. So it's just a perfect match.
Okay. Now, we're going to have to speed through the rest of the museum. We're leaving the movie poster, and we're getting into the Abe Hayes family,
okay.
Working West.
Right before we leave, though, I do want to mention in posters, we have a wonderful interactive for children where you can come in and design your own lobby card. It's really not just for children. Adults do it, too. And then you can post it on our magnet board, or you can take it with you. So it's another way that we're integrating stories and making art for the visitors, as well as we have kiosks with Renard himself talking about, you know, his favorite film. So it puts the collector's perspective in there and really gets that information out to the public.
The Shooting of Liberty Valance.
The Shooting of Liberty Valance.
That's his all-time favorite Western movie.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we get into the working cowboy collection.
We do.
Another private collection.
And that is the Abe Hayes Spirit of the West collection. Abe was very instrumental early on in helping us to get the museum established. And he donated last year his collection of more than 1,200 Western objects that include everything from working cowboy gear, such as shaps and spurs and bridles and bits, to Hollywood memorabilia, objects that relate to Buffalo Bill and telling that story, women's artifacts, spurs, and things that belong to very famous women, cowgirls, and also saloon objects, prison gear, yes, things that were made by prisoners. And Abe has just done, in over 40 years, you know, he's amassed a one-of-a-kind collection, much like Renard's. These are both, you know, very unique. You won't see anything like them in all the world.
When you said prison collection, my mind went right to the balls and chains and the handcuffs and all of that. But then you mentioned the prison artistry, and there's another whole display case of hand woven lanyards, ropes, belts, hat bands,
quartz.
I mean, it is incredible artistry, and it's all done by inmates.
It is. They were Montana State Prison and other prisons, Yuma Territorial Prison. And they had a remarkable program, especially with braiding and weaving horsehair, such as the beautiful bridles that you see.
Oh, and it's incredible.
It's incredible. And some of them are Hallmark. They're stamped, like the silver work with the prisoner's number. So A, being the researcher that he is, was able to track down who the prisoners were that made these, you know, amazingly engraved bits and spurs.
As you leave that working cowboy exhibit, you pass a beautiful protected display of pottery.
Yes, you do. It's the Hopi collection. Dr. Alan Cook and his late wife Judith donated to our museum. Again, another collection that is actually one of our own now that we have to share with the Hopi community as well. And the state of Arizona, it's really a national treasure. It has more than 18 Nampeo pots. And it has very early Palaka polychromes and Sityaki polychromes.
It's incredible. And as you leave, kind of finishing the clockwise tour of the ground floor, as you're leaving and coming back towards the lobby, I don't know if I'm going to be able to adequately describe this, but there is a painting by Doug Roos that is on a backdrop. And it's a scene that then folds out onto the floor, and the horse is on the backdrop, but he's drinking from a little water cistern, and his head and his neck are on the floor. And as you stand there and take a selfie, you can reach up and put your hand on the pommel of the horse, and it looks like you're standing next to a horse. Incredibly creative. Doug Roos was the artist. And when we come back, Dr. Trish Loescher, Chief Curator of the Scottsdale Museum of the West, you'll have exactly 2 minutes to take us through the entire upstairs.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back.